Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos weekly class learning. So tonight we actually have three sponsors. I just say the sponsors in the order in which they committed to sponsoring this year, but I want you to really pay close attention to the sponsorships. I do not tell sponsors what I'm speaking about beforehand. Sometimes they send in the dedication before I even prepare this year, and there is a recurring theme in the three sponsorships, and it relates exactly to the topic of tonight's shir. So you see how the Ribbono Shel Olam really arranges things how they're supposed to be. The first sponsor is Libby Fadowitz, and she reached out about a month ago, and we said we needed sponsors for May, so we thank her for her zrizos. And Libby Fadowitz, when I asked what it's for, she said simply, this shir should be for all of Klal Yisrael. Quote, we should see peace on the coming of Mashiach very soon. Varda Birnbaum also is sponsoring Lezecher Nishmas, Malka Bas Chaim Avigdor Alaha Hashalom, the 33rd year site is 15 Sivan. Varda and I have an interesting story because Baruch Hashem, some good things came out of Zoom, and that is that the Torah was able to reach past the boundaries of geography, and through Ashir we were able to connect Varda with her favorite fourth grade teacher from 5 decades ago. When she was a little girl, she noticed the name on Zoom, and she reached out to me and she says, could that be my teacher from Boston? I said, I don't think so, but let me ask. And she always had her in mind since she was in fourth grade, and she always dreamed of finding her again. And that teacher changed her life. And Baruch Hashem, through Ashir, we were able to connect Varda with her long lost teacher. So it's my pleasure that you are dedicating the Shir Lezecher Nishmas, your mother, Allah HaHosham, who personified joy, Simchas HaChaim, and Ahavas Yisrael. So Libby Fadowitz dedicated this for peace. Varda Birnbaum wrote about her mother that she personified joy, Simchas HaChaim, and Ahavas Yisrael. She made everyone feel like a queen. She lived in Massachusetts her whole life, but her heart was in Eretz Yisrael. She never made it to Eretz Yisrael, but her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Baruch Hashem, do live there. She was close with Rabbi Soloveitchik, who was her posek, and my mother was forever impacted by his compassion and his leadership. Her neshama, Malka Bas Chaim Avigdor, Allah HaSham, Shalav neshama, Aliyah, and the Schus of the Torah that we will share this evening. And finally, Ruti Berkowitz is sponsoring Leilui Nishmas, her uncle, Shmuel Yosef Ben David, Alav HaSham, who loved to learn Torah in the pursuit of peace. So it's extremely interesting. Libby wrote, we should see peace. Varda Birnbaum spoke about her mother's Ahavas Yisrael. And Ruti Berkowitz, her uncle, loved to learn Torah in the pursuit of peace. He dedicated his, many, many years to the commitment to the synagogue and the community, hosted Tikkun Leil Shavuos all night learning with unlimited refreshments and chairs. It is so fitting that Hashem took his soul the Shabbos following Shavuos, 9 Sivan, which was today, is his yurtzeit. May Shmuel Yosef Ben David have a neshama in this chus of this Torah, and quote, may we find peace in Israel and the world. So I did not coordinate these dedications with my shir topic at all, but they all know peace, Ahavas Yisrael, and peace for all of Klal Yisrael. With that as our introduction, let us go to the topic of tonight's shir. I prepared a handout, so I'm going to begin by screen sharing with you. We are going to be learning based on this handout. Where is it? Not on my screen. 1 second, please. I prepared it before, so it's right here. Why isn't it coming up? Let me do this again. Here it is. Okay, can you see my handout? Can you see my screen, Mira? Yeah, okay. So I decided to do the Mishnah, even though it's out of order, and even though I believe we may have spoken about already, but we're doing new insights tonight that we have not spoken about. So you see the Mishnah right here, and I will tell you momentarily why I decided to do this Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem. And I know we spent a long time talking about Hillel and Shammai, but the material in tonight's shir is a brand new shir. Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem, Hillel Omer. This is the focus of the shir. Hillel Omer. Hevei mi talmid of shel Aaron, you should be of the students of Aaron. What does it mean from be the students of Aaron? Ohev shalom, you should love peace. Verodev shalom, you shall pursue peace. Ohev esabrios, you shall love people. Umakarv on the Torah, you should bring them close to Torah. So why did I specifically choose to do this peace? And by the way, if you noted in the three dedications, Libby Fadowitz said, on her own, we should see peace on the coming of Mashiach. Varda Birnbaum said her mother personified joy, Simchas HaChaim, and Ahavas Yisrael. And Ruti Berkowitz's uncle loved Torah and the pursuit of peace, and in the schus of the shir, may we find peace in Israel and the world. So why did I choose to do this Mishnah, even though we have done it already with all new insights tonight? Because this week's Parsha is Parshas Naso. I did not get to present my Parsha Shiurim on Monday and Tuesday this week, my in-depth Parsha Shiurim, because it was Shavuos. So Parshas Naso, in an ode to the Parsha, in Parshas Naso we have the text of the Birkas Kohanim, which you see here on my screen as well. It's from Bamidbar Perek Vav, Psukim Chaf Beis to Chaf Zayin. Vayidaber Shem el Moshe Lemor, God spoke to Moshe, saying, Daber el Aharon ve'el banav. So Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, are the conduit for bringing us peace. And Hillel in the Mishnah tells us you should be from the students of Aaron. So I thought it was most appropriate on the Parsha where we learn the Birkas Kohanim that are given through the conduit of Aaron a Kohen to learn the Mishnah of Hillel's teaching, which is you should learn from Aaron and bring peace to the world. This is really Aaron's way. So the Pasuk says, Daber el Aharon ve'el banav le'mor. I bolded Aaron and his sons for you. Hashem told Moshe to speak to Aaron and his son, saying, Ko sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael, so you shall bless the children of Israel, amar lam, you shall say to them. And then we have the passage of the Birkas Kohanim, Hashem should bless you and guard you, v'rachach Hashem v'shmecha, ya'er Hashem panav eidecha v'chunecha, Hashem should shine his countenance, his face, Hashem should shine the light of his face upon you and give you grace, yisa Hashem panav eidecha, Hashem should lift the countenance of his face towards you, v'yasem lecha shalom. So the conduit for peace is Aaron a Kohen and his sons in every generation, the Kohanim after him, teach us the peace-loving ways, and they bring us the bracha of peace from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I will place my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So it's Parshas Naso. We have the Birkas Kohanim. Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, are the conduit, and Hillel tells us you should also always strive to be from the students of Aaron. You should learn from his peace-loving ways, because who was Aaron? He loved peace. He pursued peace. He loved creatures, and he brought them close to Torah. So I'm just going to quote, before we get back to the source sheet, I have a lengthy source sheet tonight, just going to quote from the Shavuos Mishpacha. If anybody had time to read through the Shavuos Mishpacha, the cover story is Wisdom for Life from Rav Yaakov Hillel Shlita, the Rosh Yeshivat Ahavat Shalom. That's what it says on the cover. Rav Yaakov Hillel Shlita is the Rosh Yeshivat Ahavat Shalom. And the beginning of the article, most of the article actually, interview, really speaks very much about this idea of pursuing peace and loving peace. So I'm just quoting a short excerpt from the article. Okay, so the interviewer asks him, and so the last year was a wake-up call, ... And Rav Yaakov Hillel replies when he says, yes, we should have learned this lesson and stopped all the fighting and insulting the Rabbanim, but unfortunately we didn't. And this interview takes place right by in the aftermath of the Meron disaster. So here we are, on the very day that 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, meaning Lag BaOmer, Am Yisrael suffered a horrific gezeira. All types of Jews, children under bar mitzvah, students in yeshiva, avreichim, rabbanim, chassidic, sephardic, livvish, timani, the entire gamut. Everyone was represented in this horrific punishment. In other words, Hashem is telling us, I sent this whole COVID thing to you that separates you from others. Hashem is telling us you have to learn how to live together. Be on your own and see what it's like, meaning COVID, and then learn how to accommodate each other. Learn how to care for each other. You are meant to learn how to change during this COVID. This is not my own words, I'm quoting. And how to improve, but nothing happened. So now, says Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyacha, I'm really going to shake you up. Now you're going to wake up and you have to realize. And now the interviewer says, why isn't the message getting through? Without naming names, the machlokas, the disunity, seem even more prevalent than it used to be. It didn't work, answers Rav Yaakov Hillel. It didn't work at the time of Rabbi Akiva. The ahavta l're'acha kamocha is, quote, a very difficult thing. It's undoubtedly one of the big tests in our generation, to respect every Jew and to love every Jew. The only way that we can come to love others is through Ahava Shalom. Aaron was an Ohev Shalom, a Rodev Shalom, and therefore he was Ohev Esabrios, because he loved peace. He would always see the good in others. He would love others, because if you want peace, then of course you love others. It is undoubtedly one of the big tests in our generation to respect every Jew, to love every Jew. The danger of the current situation is, if there are arguments in Hashkafa, if there are arguments in Halacha, in the way in we lived, at the end of the day, it boils down to these Gedolim versus those Gedolim. In other words, we have camps pitted against each other, Rahman al-Islam, but we have to look at ourselves as part of one team doing the will of Hashem. And we have to love each other. We are one nation. We have one Torah. We have one God. We are expected to work as a collective team. Like in a soccer game, you have the goalie, you have the forward, you have the winger. Each one has his place in the team. Klal Yisrael, 12 Shvatim, each one had a different type of avodah. Today we have different communities. And yes, there are differences. We are all meant to work together as one team, to be in Hashem's army, to serve Hashem together with love and with respect. And I think that it's a beautiful and important piece and relates so importantly to the Mishnah that we are going to be studying tonight. So now I'm going back to screen share and we are going to the lengthy excerpt that I have. Here's from Avos de Rabbi Nassan. So I have the Avos de Rabbi Nassan here. I have the Art Scroll Masorah. What would we do without Art Scroll Masorah? I have the Art Scroll Avos de Rabbi Nassan. It is on the screen for you. Okay. So Avos de Rabbi Nassan says, Hillel v'shamay kiblu mehem. Hillel and Shammai. Oh, could you see the screen? Yeah, thank you. Hillel and Shammai. Hillel Omer. Here we go. Hevei mi talmidav shal Aaron. You should be of the students of Aaron. Ohev sham. You should love peace. V'rodev sham. You should perceive peace. U'meisim shalom bein ishli. Ishto. This is a commentary and extra insights, elucidations to Pirkei Avos. You should love peace, you should pursue peace, you should place peace between man and his wife. Ohev esabrios umekar van the Torah. So let us now begin this commentary together here. Okay, Avos de Rabbi Nassan, Perek Yud Beis. Ohev shalom. Excuse me. What does it mean? We've never learned this together. In fact, I never learned this until I prepared this year either. Ohev shalom. What does it mean to love peace? Ketzad milamid sheyehe adam ohev shalom b'Yisrael bein kol achad ve'achad kederach shaya Aaron ohev shalom bein kol achad ve'achad. What does it mean? How? Ketzad? How do you come to ohev shalom? Milamid, it comes to teach you. Sheyehe adam ohev shalom b'Yisrael. Person should be an ohev shalom b'Yisrael. Bein kol achad ve'achad. Even with our differences, we have to learn to love one another. Kederach shahaya Aaron ohev shalom. Just like Aaron loved peace. Bein kol achad ve'achad. Yes, we have differences. And Rabbi Yaakov Hill says, and we know that we have different communities, we have different Rabbanim. Some go by this Gedolim, some go by that Gedolim. But we have to learn, if we want Hashem to bless us, v'yaseim lecha shalom, then we have to show Hashem that we really want shalom. We can't be people of machokas and then expect the Ribbono Shalom to bless us with shalom. And we have to have love, ohev shalom b'Yisrael, bein kol echad ve'echad. Just like Aaron loved shalom, bein kol echad ve'echad, shenema, like the Pasuk says in Malachi, Torah emes haisa b'fiyu, the Torah of truth was in his mouth, v'olo lo nimtza v'avla, v'avlo lo nimtza b'sfatav, and sin was not found. Treachery, avla. One second. Injustice was not found in his lips. Bishalom uvamishar halachiti. With shalom, with peace, uvamishar, from the word yashar. Aaron walked with God with peace and yashras, he walked with me. Virabim heishiv ma'avon. And he brought many back from sin. When a person speaks Torah's emes, and when a person does not have iniquity and treachery in his mouth, when a person walks, his whole life is a life of shalom and yashras. Of course you're going to bring people back to God. People are going to see you. They're going to say, I want to be like that person. I also don't want to have treachery in my lips. I also want to speak Torah's MS. I also want to walk b'shalom u'b'mishar. Rabim heishiv ma'avon, he returned many back from the path of sin. Rabbi Meir Omar, ma talmud lomer v'rabim heishiv ma'avon, what does it mean he brought many back from sin? How did Aaron, through his peace-loving waves, he was ohev shalom, rodev shalom, ohev esabrius umekar v'la Torah, so how did he bring people closer to Torah? It wasn't by screaming at people, shegetz, that was not the way. It's not by screaming at people, Nazi, that is not the way. What did Aaron do? Kishahaya Aaron mahalech b'derech, when Aaron was walking the way, Pagabo ba'adam rasha. He might come across a rasha. We're talking about a Jew. V'nason lo shalom. Aaron loved peace so much that he would walk on the way. And when he came to this rasha, meaning a sinner, he would say to the Jew, he would rab yid, he would take his hand warmly, and he would say, shalom aleichem. V'nason lo shalom. Ta rasha. Lamachar, I'm not making any of the words up. You could see them on my screen. Lamachar, the next day, Bikesh Oso Ha'ish La'avar Avera. The next day, the guy wakes up. He's a Rosh, and he says, "You know what? I want to steal again today. I stole yesterday. I want to steal again today. I went to the house of the Zona today. I want to go to the house of the Zona today. I ate Basar Bechalov yesterday, and I want to eat Basar Bechalov today." Amar, but then he said to himself, "Oily, Vai, woe unto me. Ha'eich esha einai achar kach ve'eres aron. What's going to happen? If today I go back to the Bezona after Aaron greeted me so warmly yesterday, if today I eat basar b'chalav, if today I steal in business, how am I going to be able to lift my eyes after that sin? I'm going to see Aaron boshti. Hey, Mano, I'm going to be so embarrassed in front of him. Shana san li sham. Just yesterday he gave me a rabiyit, a shalom aleichem. He gave me a warm handshake. He gave me a kiss on my cheek. He thinks I'm such a good guy. How am I going to be able to look him in the eye today? Nimtza also ish monea atzma min havera. And that person had such a conscience of Aaron in his mind and how embarrassed he would be to see this peace-loving man who loved Torah so much, and he would be so embarrassed, and he would find that that man held himself back from sinning. So that's the first way he brought people in the carve on the Torah. He didn't scream at anybody. He didn't call them shagets. He didn't say, you're terrible people. He just loved them. He embraced them. He was warm to them. I found it so interesting that Ruti Berkowitz wrote about her uncle. No, Ruti Berkowitz's niece wrote about her father. My father loved to learn Torah in the pursuit of peace. And Varda Birnbaum wrote about her mother. She personified joy, Simchas Chaim, and Ahavas Yisrael. And Libby Fedowitz exemplifies Ahavas Yisrael because she said the shir should be for all of Klal Yisrael and we should see peace. What's the way to bring people back to the Ribbono Shel Olam? By loving them. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. And then the guy wants to do an aveira. You see the lashon in front of you and he says, how could I do this? I'm going to be so embarrassed. And you find Taka that he holds himself back and he doesn't sin. What else did Aaron do, says the Avos to Rabbi Nassan? V'keit shnei b'nei Adam. So to two men. Sh'asu meriva ze'imze. They're fighting. These two people are in a quarrel. They're in some kind of argument. Halach Aaron v'yashav eitzel echad me'am. Aaron goes and he says, listen, Reuven, I need to talk to you. Could I sit down? Could I come in? I'm going to come in and speak to you. Amar lo b'ni. Aaron would say to party number one in the quarrel, who we're calling Reuven, obviously Rabbi Nassim does not give a name, but just to make it easy, he says, Amarlo Bini, my son, even look how he speaks to him. He doesn't say, what are you fighting for? Fighting gets you nor. Bini, my son, Re'echa Vercha, do you see your friend? Mahu Omer Mitaref Eslibo. Who knows what Mitaref means? I try very hard when I'm learning to focus on a Shoresh. And if you focus on the Shoresh, even if you think you don't know the word, just a little tool for learning, very often you remember the Shoresh from somewhere else and you could figure out what it means. So where do we have this? Tarof Taraf Bini. Chaya Ra'a Chalasuhu. Who said that? Mi Amar Lami. Sometimes I'll say to the kids, Mi Amar Lami. Mi Amar Lami. Yaakov Ela Shvatim. When they bring home the coat and they say, whose coat is this? You recognize this coat? Hakirna Lami Aksona says that. Oh my gosh, it's the coat of my son. Tarof Taraf Yosef. Yosef has been torn to shreds. Basar basada treifa lo sochelu. Last pasuk in Perecha Beis Mishpatim. The Kalav Tashlichu Roso. Basar basada treifa. Torn meat in the field, you can't eat, throw to the dogs. So it's just a little lesson in learning. You should try and look for the shows if you don't know what a word means. Okay, if you knew what the word means, then you didn't need my lesson. Amar lo bini, ra'echa vercha, mahu omer. What is your friend saying? What's Shimon saying? Mitaref elibo, he's tearing up his heart. The kara at bigadav, and he's tearing kriya. He's so sad, he's in a fight with you. Amar oily, woe unto me, ha'ech esainai ve'era es chaveri. And he convinces Reuven that Shimon has such charata. Shimon's tearing up his heart. Shimon doesn't want to have meriva. Shimon doesn't want to have machlokas. Shimon's tearing his clothing because he doesn't want to be in machlokas with you. The base of Mikdash was destroyed. Maseches Yuma, test on the base. Soon it's going to be Tammuz because of the Shalosh Averush and Sinas Chinam. How could I see my friend? I'm going to be so embarrassed. Boshti, I'm embarrassed before him. Busha. Sha'anihu shasarachti alav. I am the one who is angry at him. I made him like stink. I brought this machlokas upon him. I have banished him from before me. How could I have done this? Hu yeshev eitzlo ad shemesir kina milibo. Aaron didn't give up. He would sit, he would talk to Reuven, you should really forgive Shimon, and he would sit with him until Reuven removed the jealousy, the source of the machlokas from his heart. More often than not, machlokas says from jealousy, whether you're jealous of someone else's kavod. Think about the root of machlokas. If we were really happy with everything we had and our lives the way they were, we wouldn't have machlokas. Because perhaps that's why Avos Rabbi Nassan says specifically until the party removed kina. Doesn't say hatred from the heart that leads to meriva. Excuse me, it says it's kina from your heart. Because kina, jealousy, is really the root of machlokas. Either you're jealous of someone else's kavod, or someone else's name, or someone else's home, or someone else's wealth, or someone else's job, or someone else's prestige, fill in the blank, that jealousy leads to machlokas. In fact, that's exactly what happened with Yosef and the brothers. They were jealous of his dreams, they were jealous of the coat, they were jealous of the father's love, jealous, jealous, jealous. So Aaron would sit with this Reuven. Your friend is so upset, he's tearing out his heart. Until Reuven said, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed, I feel so bad. Until Reuven removed the kinnah from his heart. V'holeich Aaron, v'yashav etzah ha'acher. And now Aaron goes and he sits by Shimon, v'amar lo, and he says to Shimon, b'ni, re'echa vercha, mahu omer. Look at your friend Reuven. You know what he's saying? Mitaref eslibo. Now you know what mitaref means. Tarof taraf bini. Basar basada treif aloso chelu. You know your friend Reuven? He's sitting home. He's tearing out his heart. It's an English expression. I mean, obviously it came first with the Divrei Chazal. V'kore es bigadav. And he's tearing his clothing. V'omer. And he's saying, Oili ha'eich asha seina v'eres chaveri. Boshti heimano sha'ani hu shasarachti alav. You see what Aaron did? He went to Reuven. He said the same speech that he went to Shimon. And he said the same speech. But he didn't say mockery. He was serious. He was sincere. He felt the pain of Meriva so much because he was an Oev Shom. How could the Kohen stand up to Duchen? How could he be the conduit for V'yasim L'chashom if he himself is not a person of Shalom? Shalom cannot flow through a person of Mechlokas. So Aaron had to be a person of Shalom in order to give us the blessing of Shalom. So he would go to each party and he would say to Reuven, your friend's tearing out his heart and he's tearing his clothing and he feels so terrible that he made this whole stink and everything is awful, until he removed the kinnah from Reuven's heart. And then he would go to Shimon and he would say the exact same thing. And each friend felt so bad. He would sit with Shimon until he managed to remove the jealousy from his heart. And then one day Reuven's walking the street and Shimon is walking in the street after this whole conversation with Aaron Kohen. Gafafo, the nekudos are gipipu, gipifu. So the only thing I could think of from the Shoresh is guf, which means body. Our school translates this as embrace. So that actually makes sense. A guf coming close to each other, two gufim coming close to each other, gipifu. And art school says they would embrace. So my body and your body, this guf and that guf coming close to each other, vinashku, they would kiss zelazah. So what would Aaron do? He would go to Reuven and sit with him till he removed the kinnah from his heart. He would go to Shimon and he would sit with him to remove the kinnah from his heart. Reuven and Shimon meet in the street. Their two bodies would embrace. They would kiss each other. That's why when Aaron dies in Parshas Chukas, soon we're going to be in Parshas Chukas, Mert Hashem Naso, B'mim Naso, Balos, Chashlach, Kor Chukas, about a month. When Aaron dies, Vayibku es Aaron Shlo Shim Yam, who cried for Aaron when he died? Kol Beis Yisrael, the entire house of Israel. When Moshe died, only the men cried. But when Aaron died, everybody cried. So now, continues Avos to Rabbi Nasan. Again, everyone, there's a comment, Oive. Did I say something not clear? Oh, very nice. Machoka says the Shorosh Chalak. When one is jealous of another, they want the chilek of each other. Okay, that's very nice. That's also very true. They also cause division. Lechalek at pizza, to divide the pizza. So what they're doing is causing division. But you're right, you want the chilek of each other, which you're connecting to jealousy. Very nice. Okay, good. Mipnei bachu Yisrael Aaron Shloshim Yam Anashim Vinashim. Why, when Aaron died, did the men and the women cry? Because Aaron judged matters truthfully. So you might be suspicious of that, and you might think, wait a minute, wasn't it Moshe the man of Emes, and Aaron was the man of Shalom? So I'll just tell you something very, very interesting, that in the art scroll, Avos Rabbi Nasan, which is where I prepared the shir from, the footnote says, the Binyan Yehoshua maintains this text should be amended. So it refers at this point to Moshe rather than Aaron. So there is an opinion, Shadan Aaron Dayan Emes La'amito actually refers to Moshe. Moshe is the one who judged the people according to the strict letter of the law, but not Aaron. What did Aaron do? We already learned what Aaron did. He went to one, he said, your friends feel so bad, he's tearing out his heart, he's tearing Kriya, let's do a little bit of teshuva, let's forgive each other. He went to the other one, he said the same thing, and Taka, they got together. Lo Amar Li'ish. So what did Aaron do? Lo amar li'isha sarachta, velo li'isha sarachta. When he went to chastise, to rebuke, to bring people back to the way of peace. He didn't say to the husband, you were so terrible, you ran afoul with your wife. And he didn't say to the wife, you were so terrible, you ran afoul with your husband. He said it very nicely. He didn't lay the blame. He just quietly pointed out the source of machlokas without blaming. He didn't say, wow, you stink at this marriage. And you stink at this marriage. He did it in such a way of kindness, of softness. The kach namar vayivku also call Beis Yisrael. That's why everybody cried for him. He knew how to bring peace, not only between friends, like we saw the example of Reuven and Shimon. I'm using the names Reuven and Shimon, but also between man and wife. Aval Moshe, but Moshe shemochichin bidvarim kashim. Moshe had a harsher tactic. That was his personality. That was his tafkid. When he gave tochacha, it was with harsh words. Namar vayivku b'nei Yisrael Moshe. When Moshe dies at the end of the Varim, v'zosa brecha, paraglam adal, it doesn't say the entire house of Israel cried for him like by Aaron. Only the men cried. He had a much harsher, emestic letter of the law approach than did Aaron. And now, Avos Rabbi Nosson says, look how beautiful this is. V'od kama alafim hayu b'Yisrael shenikru shmam Aaron, she'amale Aaron lo bazela olam. Shahaya Mesim Shalom Ben Ishlishto, Umizdavgin Zaim Zav, Ahayu Koran Shem, Hayilud Al Shayalad Al Shmo. So beautiful. I'm going to translate it now. Not only that, but there were thousands of children in Israel who were called on the name Aaron. Because if not for Aaron, I already read in the Lashon HaKodesh, now I'm going to translate it. Because if not for Aaron, this child would never have come to the world. Because he made peace between man and wife, and he made them back come together as a zivug. And therefore, when the child was born in tribute to Aaron, who brought them together, they would name the baby Aaron. So there were thousands of babies named Aaron because of his hand in helping fix this marriage. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say that's what it says, v'yishku. The entire house of Israel mourned for this person of peace. We just had Shavuos in our shul during Yizkor. Baruch Hashem, we were outside. So my husband came over to me, my daughter, he said, there's no coin. I said, there's no coin. He says, no, before laning. They said, is there any coin? There is no coin. He said, there's not going to be Birkas Kohanim in Eretz, so they have it every day. In Chutz Arts, we're not so fortunate. And it was Musaf by, we were coming up to Musaf of the Shal Shagayim, and my husband said, no, there's no coin. Anyway, so in the Chazar Sashats, my daughter said, are they saying Modim? I said, I don't think so. I think they're saying Vasei Ra'eva, Asei Arev. Apparently, they went to the neighbor. My husband said, over Bar Mitzvah, but a younger kid, and they actually found a Kohen. But if we want the Kohen to give us the bracha of Shalom, he has to be a person of Shalom. Hashem's bracha of Shalom can't flow through a person of Machlokas. Hashem stays far away from Machlokas. So Aaron personified the way he lived and the way he taught and the way he set an example. And Hillel says we should all be like him. And we're learning here how Aaron brought peace, how he brought people makarv in the Torah, how he kept them away from sin. That's the first thing we went through in the Avos Rabbi Nosson. Then how he brought peace between two friends. Then how he brought peace between husband and wife. Ad kedei kach, that there were thousands of babies named Aaron in tribute to his peace-loving ways. Shekal misharom Moshe Rabbeinu shiyoshev uvacha milo yivka. After Aaron died, everyone who saw Moshe crying, who would not cry? Furthermore, yesh omrim mishara Lazar b'pincha shehem shnei kohanim gedolim sheomdim bochim milo yivka. After Aaron died, not only did the whole house of Israel cry for him, Moshe was sitting and crying. Who wouldn't cry if you saw Moshe crying? And Lazar and Pinchas were sitting and crying, and everybody cried along with them. So Aaron's death was felt by the entire nation because he was such a peace-loving person. V'rodev shalom. So that was all on, that's Avos Rabbi Nosson on the words, ohev shalom. Now, he loved peace. And now you shall understood how and why. Now we come to v'rodev shalom. I just want to see something. V'rodev shalom. Ketzad. Melamed sheyehe adam rodev shalom b'Yisrael ben kol echad v'echad. It teaches you that a person should pursue, not just love peace. That's passive. We should actively chase after peace between each and every person. Just like Aaron chased after peace between each and every person. Now, Avos Rabbi Nosson quotes Tehillim. Sur Meira, that's passive. Stay away from bad. Va'ase Tov, how do you do good? Bake Shalom, Virad Feyu. That's exactly what we're supposed to do in the ways of Aaron. It's not enough to be passive. Sur Meira, you have to do good. How do you, asay is la asod, it's an action. How do you do good? Bakei shalom, if you're always seeking peace, v'radveyu, you will run after. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, im Yoshev Adam b'mekoma v'shosei ka'eich v'odev shalom b'Yisrael. Let's say you just say, you know what? I'm not pursuing peace. I'm not going to make my chogos. I'm going to sit in my place and I'm going to be quiet. Adam Yoshev b'mekoma v'shoteik. I'm just going to sit here. I'll be quiet. Ha'eich rodev shalom b'Yisrael. Is that pursuing peace in Israel? Bein kol echad ve'echad, between each and every person? That's passive. It's very nice. That's oev shalom. But you have to do more than that. You have to be a rodev shalom. Elo yotzei mimkomo v'yachzor ba'olam v'yirdov shalom b'Yisrael. You have to go out of your comfort zone. You have to leave your place sometimes for the pursuit of peace. You have to go through the world and you have to pursue peace between, whether it's setting an example, whether it's changing our ways, whether it's teaching our children, whether it's inviting people to our home, whether it's a kind word for somebody else. It's not enough to sit passively in your home. You have to go out and bakesh shalom v'radfehu. How do you do that? Bakasheya mimkomecha. Seek it in your place. Radfehu l'makom acher. Sometimes it requires you to go out of your comfort zone and you have to chase after peace. This next piece is very, very interesting. Oh, gosh. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu does shalom in the heights. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh shalom b'maram. By the way, see how long this is? I skipped a lot of the Avos Rabbi Nassim Perek Yabez. There's more that I'm not even going through just because I realized it was too lengthy. But I brought the nekudos that I wanted to teach and share with you. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes shalom in the heights. Listen to this. It's so interesting. The Ezo shalom asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maram. What kind of peace does God make in the heavenly realm? Shalo kara asara Gavriel, asara Michal, asara Uriel, asara Raphael, kederach shebnei Adam korin asara Reuven, asara Shimon, asara Levi, asara Yehuda. It's for the teachers. You might have a bunch of kids in your class named Chana, and you might have a number of girls named Sarah. And for the Rabbi, he might have a number of boys named Moshe. There are a limited amount of Jewish names, and they're reused. You might know a lot of people known by your name, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to make peace in the heavenly realm. He doesn't call 10 angels Gavriel. He doesn't call 10 angels Michal. He doesn't call 10 angels Uriel. He doesn't call 10 angels Rafal. Not like us down here. We call 10 people Reuven, 10 people Shimon, 10 people Levi, 10 people Yehuda. Why doesn't Hashem do that? If God would have multiple angels called Rafal, here we come to this word again. Look, Kinos, the source of Machlokas. If Hashem would have 10 Rafals working up there, and 10 Michals working up there, and 10 Gavriels working up there, let's say God would call you and say, Rafal, I have a healing job for you. Michal, I have a healing job for you. So what would happen? They would all come before him. All 10 would come. They would be, here we come to the problem again. What leads to Mechokas? Jealousy. Allah Karal Gavriel Chad. So in other words, he would call Rafal, and 10 Rafals would come, and he would say, oh no, I meant Rafal number 1. I meant Rafal number 6. I meant Michal number 8. But Rafal number 5 is saying, I want to go, it's my turn. They would be jealous of each other, and they would start to mechogas. Allah Karal Gavriel Achad, Michal Achad, Kevin Shekara Achad, Hein Baal Lefanov. Wait, I want to make sure I translate that. I say that word properly, if I go find it. 1 second, such a long piece. Might not be able to find it. I did. Okay. By the Kara Gavriel Chav, Kevin Shakara Echad, Hein by the Fan of Umi Shagro the Choma Kamsha Yirta. He only has one called Gavriel. He's able to send him to whatever place he wants. So there's no machlokas. Otherwise, the angels would quarrel. Umi Nayin Shayirim Ze Edze, Umichabdim Ze Edze, the Anvasana is the An. Vatanin mibnei adam. How do we know that the angels have respect for one another and they honor one another and they're much more humble than human beings? Now Avos Rabbi Nassim says the angels aren't even jealous of each other. The angels have love for one another. They have yira. It doesn't mean fear of one another. It means they have respect and reverence for each other. They have covet for one another. They are even more humble than human beings. At the time that they open their mouths, the angels v'omrim shir, and they say shira to Hashem. Rafal says to Michal, you say shira first. You're greater than me. V'zeh omer l'chaveiro paseach ata sha'ata gadol mimeni. And Uriel says to Rafal, oh, you're greater than me. You go first. Lo kederach shebnei adam osim, not like human beings. Shezeh omer l'chaveiro ani gadol mimcha. And not like us. We all want to go first. He said, I'm greater than you. I'm greater than you. The art scroll, Avos Rabbi Nachman explains that what this lesson is teaching us, that angels don't have kina. Angels don't have machlokas. And still Hashem went out of his way to teach us a lesson. He doesn't name them all the same name, so they won't have kina. They don't even have kina, but Hashem was so careful not to let them have kina, not to let them have machlokas. Achas v'kama, for us, we have to learn. If angels that don't have kina in the first place, God was so careful to make sure that there would not be any kina. How much more so us, amongst Bnei Adam, that unfortunately there is kina. And there is sinna, there's jealousy and hatred. How careful we have to be with the feelings of our friends. No, don't appoint one to a special position in front of the other. They're going to be jealous. Who do we learn it from? Hashem. In the Amarom, in the heights, he knows how to call the angels so that each one is respectful of each other. They don't really need the lesson. We need the lesson. Not like us down here. I want to go first. I want to go first. Up there, they say, you should go first. V'yesh omim kitos kitos hein, kas achas omeres lechaverta, pishi at, sh'akadomi meni. They have classes, kita, kitos kitos, groups, groups. And the angels say, each one says to another, you should go first, you're greater than me. How do you know? Because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, v'kara zeh el zeh v'amar. They call to one another. And they say, they let each one go first. So if Hashem was so careful with Malachim, who don't have kina, who respect, Yireyim Zedzeh, they respect each other, they have reverence, Mechabdin Zedzeh, they have kibur for each other, V'sanin Mibnei Adam, their anivus is so much greater than ours, Hashem is so careful to teach us, even so, be very careful not to arouse kina. Kina could lead to mechokas. You know, don't make one kid or one grandkid, I'm sure for many of you, shine in front of the other children. You want to compliment that child for excelling at something? Do it quietly. Do it privately. You don't have to do it in front of all the other children because all the other children might feel a sense of jealousy. And Avos Rabbi Nachman says that's how human beings are. So we, as the peace-loving person, have to go out of our way to learn from the ways of Aaron HaKohen. This week's parsha is the Birkas Kohanim. If we want Hashem V'yasem Lecha Shalom to bench us with Shalom, then we must make sure we are people of Shalom so the blessing of Shalom can flow through us. And therefore, Hillel says, always be of the students of Aaron. You should love peace. Not enough to sit in your place, says Avos Rabbi Nachman. You got to run after peace. How? Aaron would see a sinner and he would give him a big kiss. And the next day, the sinner would say, I'm going to sin. I'm going to be so embarrassed. I can't sin. Aaron would go to Reuven. He would sit with him. Your friend's tearing his heart out. He would go to Shimon. Your friend's tearing his heart out. They would meet in the street. Their bodies would embrace and kiss. Aaron saw a husband and a wife fighting. He wouldn't go to the husband and say, you idiot. And he wouldn't go to the wife and he wouldn't say, you know, you nag. He wouldn't make them feel bad. Very nicely, very gently, he would bring peace. How much did he bring peace? There were thousands of babies named after him. The whole house of Israel cried when he died because he brought peace and tzchusim. And the final lesson that we even learned shalom from the Ribono Shel Olam. What do we learn from the Ribono Shel Olam? That if he made sure there's no jealousy amongst the Malachi Hashares, and they don't even have jealousy, Achas Kama V'Chama, Lefnei Bnei Adam, who do feel jealousy, how careful we have to be when it comes to sensitivity to others. And therefore, Hillel says, Hevemi Tamidav Shel Arad, Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, Oh, hey, Vesabrius and McCarvin term. Perhaps when we can do this successfully, Hashem will bless us with the ultimate blessing, the Yaseim Lecha Shalom. If we make ourselves conduits for peace, then the Ribono Shel Olam will bless us with peace. Like the Pasuk says in Bichukosai, Perichovav, Hashalom, Shakul, Kenegar, Hakol. Im Ein Shalom, Ein Klum. Peace equals everything. Let's all do our part. From all the lessons we learned tonight, to be people of peace, to enhance peace. So the Ribono Shel Olam, Halavai, should bench us with peace. As Libby Fedowitz dedicated for all of Klal Yisrael, and she wrote, we should see peace. Varda Birmam's mother, Malka Bas Chaim Avigdor, Alal Hashem, Neshama Shev and Aliyah, she personified joy, Simchas Achaim, and Ahavas Yisrael. I cannot coordinate the dedications with the Shir better than the Ribono Shel Olam did. And finally, Ruti Berkowitz's uncle, Shmuel Yosef ben David, Alav HaShalom, whose daughter wrote, my father loved to learn Torah in the pursuit of peace. So let's take the lessons, find one small way to implement something. And then this whole shiur was kedai. Thank you all so much for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful Shabbat Shalom for us and all of Klal Yisrael. I thank our sponsors, our current, our past, and our future ones. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov to all. Thank you.